Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I don't know if anybody's out there hearing me, but here my intent is to guide people to some real guidance and where they can get a real education, find out for yourselves. I'm going to talk about some real freedom or implied freedom. And I'll read a little bit of some words that Duane the Great Writer, full worldwide educators, has wrote some books, and he does all kinds of things on Facebook and Skype. And anyway, real freedom or implied freedom? Implied freedom is easy to recognize, as this earth world and so much of creation has been plagued with it. And most unaware people keep chasing implied freedom and thinking it will become real freedom somehow. Not. Political, spiritual, educational, religious, social, and scientific systems have more than created their share of marketing ploy with how they constantly promote their implied freedoms and cleverly emphasizing their pretty words in a way as to sound as if what they are selling is something attainable on the human farming planet controlled by reptilian alien tapliners, rats. Who really does want to make sense of their life here? Old ancient wisdom and the brilliantly educated minds do not relate to what is actually taking place here and now on this planet Earth. Yet many unaware people want to hear the ideas of the know-it-alls that rule this planet and who are doing the most harm to it. Doing the most harm to the all-natural environment supporting all of us. Do you really want to watch this earth burn up? The controlling powers on the earth are doing all kinds of things to make it very unpleasant to be on earth. From the looks of things and the sounds of things, we're being sprayed with things that are poisonous to our bodies. From all the jets flying around in the sky and all the pollution that the car exhausts are putting in the air all over the earth, and with vaccines that are affecting a whole lot of people in an unhealthy way, laser beams that are striking houses and forests and burning them up. Atomic energy stuff being dumped in the ocean, kinds of things that are not the way we'd want to live in an all natural environment without all these poisonous things affecting us. So there's an opportunity that is being presented to find a way into the real universes so you don't have to come back and reincarnate over and over in this human farming planet with all the controls and poisons getting worse and worse. If a person tests seeing, knew you. Minutes or so before they go to sleep at night, and maybe 15 minutes or so when they wake up in the morning. It sounds like that'll help connect a person to the real universal guides, like Reba's Artars and Phoebe Kwans, Paul Twitchell, Shamasi Tabriz, Yabel Sakabi, Gopal Das, Tata Daki, Lai Si, Tawart Manaji, Rami Nuri, and we have many others. We have Dwayne Hepner in the physical on Earth right now, and Ava, that are presenting this new presentation. There's books available, so a person can read and test the new use sessions for themselves. Because it takes a lot of study and insight to see the difference between implied freedom and real freedom. The idea of implied freedom is hope, faith, belief. These things are just something that have been invented to keep humans thinking that that religions and things are going to get them into the real universes, when actually all it does is tap line people to the lower astral realms by words like Om, Hugh, Amen. Person is trying to find out, to recognize how to see their real awareness. You are the decider of your life. And life does not support any planned deception. And old ancient wisdom does not get you there either. So, if you're hearing this, probably the real universal guides have made it so that you have this chance to see if you have the courage to risk what you have known and try something new. To see if you can get to these real universes where we can't even imagine how great can be. Anyway, I just wanted to talk a bit about this real freedom that's, and the real universal guides and the wonderful worldwide educators, the new you presentation. There's Skype groups, different days of the week you can join. Ask questions, share your dream experiences, visions. There's lots of stuff on Facebook that's being presented about all the different environmental stuff going on Earth and how we can earn our way into these real universes. If anybody has anything they'd like to mention or a question. I don't know if you can get through to me or not.
Yeah, hi, Tim.
Yeah, hi, Val.
Yeah, this is Val from Huntington Beach. Yeah, I had an experience here just on Saturday with a few of us went over to this Women's March in Santa Ana. There was probably over 20,000 people there, and they were marching for women's rights and women's empowerment mainly, as well as dump Trump, but mainly women's issues. So I was looking at this, and it's like these people think that they have to march in the streets and lobby and write their congressmen because they don't have rights, they don't have the freedom. But what they don't see is they already are free. You know, they, like you said, I mean, basically people are free. It's just their agreement, mainly unconscious agreement, that makes it so that they think that they're subjugated and under somebody else. And this is purposely done, of course, through the indoctrination and conditioning that the controllers have provided for us. But people are free, basically. You know, it's your agreement, really, that makes it appear that you're not free. I mean, I live down here by the beach, and there's a light on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, that you cross to go into the beach. I'm not advocating breaking any laws, but you don't have to stop at the light. I mean, when you walk across. I mean, I walk across when there's no traffic, but I'm walking against the red light. So if nobody is there to enforce the law, basically it doesn't exist. And again, I'm not advocating breaking laws, but you see, laws are just made up. Somebody made these laws up, and you're free to either obey them or not. But it appears to be that you are subjugated by the laws. It appears to be that you're not free, that you have to follow these laws, but you don't have to follow the laws. It's just your conditioning and that's been drummed into you that you're not free because of these laws. But you actually, if you back up a bit, you're free to do anything you want, you know. So that's kind of where I think Tim's getting at, too, is just there's an innate freedom that everybody has as free beings of light. And it's just based on our agreement, what we choose to create, be involved in, and agree to. And it's very interesting how it works. But if you just back up a little bit and consider what you're agreeing to, you'll see that you may be trapping yourself. You know, you may be your worst enemy in a way because your agreement. So just wanted to share that. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Val. I was just looking at some of Dwayne's words in a book called Your Dream Visions. And he says, those who recognize the new presentation and then become the new students of the real guides, become more aware of the fact they can predict their own future as well as learn to heal themselves, plus solve many of their personal situations within the arena of their dream visions. Within the unseen worlds, the new student is also introduced to the different levels of life, what most of the unaware public knows nothing about. So for people that are wondering about what these words are mentioning, there seems to be five different bodies we have we're using like vehicles, the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric. And these are, except for the physical, they're invisible. We have like the physical we see with our eyes and hear with our ears and taste and smell and touch. And then there's the astral, and it sounds like this has to do with our emotions, how we feel, like love and hate and all kinds of things like the football games and basketball games that people go to the big coliseums to watch and all the excitement. That's kind of connects you to the astral. And in the astral is where the reptilians seem to live or occupy. It sounds like they're shapeshifters. They can be in a reptilian form of appearance, or they can be make themselves look like anything they want to, or anybody they want to. And then they are able to tap line people that are in agreements with what they're presenting, which keeps a person coming back over and over again into human bodies or some form of this body stuff in creation. That's what we're trying to talk about, is this real freedom. Because there's no real freedom on Earth with these powers that be controlling everybody and poisoning everybody. It's an opportunity to get out of this reincarnation stuff if you pay attention and test it for yourself to see if you can meet the real guides by singing the new you. I'll read a little bit more of what Dwayne the Great Writer has wrote down here in Your Dream Visions. I recommend doing the new you sessions at least once a day, and twice a day is even better. Simply find a comfortable and quiet place to sit, then close your eyes and say, new you. As you extend it out with the sound of it, feel your way along and listen for the sound within yourself. The real light will also come to you as you open your heart and enjoy this. It is always a good idea to do the new you session when you are going to sleep, as your dream visions will open up for you. The idea is to let life itself show you what it is all about. So you have to be very patient, because life is big. Dwayne has wrote 9 books in the Adventure Is series. It's called Amazing Romantic Adventures, that you're able to get access to by getting in touch with the wonderful worldwideeducators.com or Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E, on the Facebook or YouTube or Skype. Anyway, it's just an effort to try to guide people to real guidance and a real education, to find out for themselves their own truth of what it is to them. I don't know if I have much more to say right now today. I don't know if anybody else out there is even listening. But anyway, if Val or anybody has anything they'd like to talk about, that's fine. We can talk about stuff.
Hi, Tim. This is Kelsey.
Oh, hi, Kelsey.
Hi. Thanks for doing the show. We were just down at the beach. We were trying to get on the show earlier, and we talked to Randy a little bit. Maybe he'll be able to call in. I don't know. He was having some situations there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But Henry and I are here, and Henry actually has some oranges here. We're in Orange County, California. And we love the oranges. We love the bees, because they assist us with having all these wonderful fruits and seeds, and the birds and all of the animal population appreciates it too. And now we have Disneyland here, so that's taken over some of where we would have some fruit trees. But people can grow fruit trees on their lawns. I saw some awesome before and after pictures of people's front lawns and backyards just yesterday. You can just type into Google, anybody listening, before and after food forest or before and after permaculture. And these were basically lawns that just had grass on them. Maybe there was a tree or a plant, but people totally
can't hear you anymore. Anyway.
Oh, I'm still here, oh. Tim.
Okay.
It's sometimes on Blog Talk Radio, it just clicks people onto mute for some reason. So we luckily have the studio open, so I just clicked myself back off mute. But I was just sharing that some people do their front lawns or their backyards where it looks more like a forest or a jungle, and some people it's a little bit more tamed. But these people, they're able to grow lots of food for themselves and share it with their neighbors in their community. And some of them donate to homeless shelters. Some of them do the farmers markets, but they're supporting the natural environment and the animals and the bees and the birds so that they can all survive and support each other. And it's a big supporting environment that people are creating. So there's really simple things that people can do to take their attention off of destroying the environment. And then while they're doing these things with planting, they can also become more aware of other steps they can take that are more beneficial, like using wind energy or water or solar or whatever other energies people may be aware of, like the Tesla energies. There's just so many things we can do. So what we've been doing here in Orange County, Val, Dean Val of Nations United Universal Universities, has been going to all of the city council meetings in Orange County to suggest the planting of fruit trees in the cities. And I've seen some cities do have this, where there's actually orange trees planted on the sides of sidewalks. So there's so many simple things that we can do and to support each other. Like in Hawaii, there was a group of homeless people that came together and they decided to create their own self-sufficient community. And they're all doing very well and fine, supporting each other. People can Google that or YouTube or Facebook it, the people in Hawaii that created their self-sufficient community. And there's other places in India where people are doing this as well and just making sense of their lives and supporting each other. So just wanted to share that. And the children that are striking right now around the world, there's hundreds of thousands of children on at least the 6 continents. And they're all striking, either not going to school on Fridays because they're upset about all of the oil that is being used. They're upset about the petroleum, the coal. They're upset about the chemtrails, the geoengineering, the GMOs. And some of them are just not going to school at all for weeks because the adults are not listening. So they're doing whatever they're aware of to get the adults to listen. So we're going to see if we can interview some children. We've talked to one gal in Australia that has some other friends that may come on our show, and another young man in Scotland as well that has been striking from school because the environment is being ignored. And I just saw a video yesterday that said that at this time there's more young people on the planet than there's ever been. And there's actually more people under 30 than over 30 on the planet right now. So it's time to wake up. And Dwayne the Great Writer just did a couple new book covers, and it's called The Waking Child for any parents or children that would like to read that. It's called The Waking Child, and it's going to be on lulu.com, The Waking Child by Dwayne the Great Writer. And also we have a new website. It's dwaynelehepner.club, and that's our children's organization and nonprofit for the all natural environment to support these children that want to do homeschooling and learn how to do things naturally, make food naturally, and just use energies that are clean and are not harmful, like the Wi-Fi that we have today. We don't need that. There's cleaner technologies and vibrations that can do a lot better for the earth. So I just wanted to share that we can do that. And I'm Kelsey, and I'm the president of the DwayneLeeHepner.club. And we'll be adding more videos of what the children are doing. And we invite the children to share with us their ideas of what can be done and start to implement their own self-sufficient communities instead of protesting the government and asking the government to do something, because they're obviously not. And they have their own agendas. Even if they do change from doing petroleum or coal, they have their agendas for the United Nations Agenda 21 with the smart cities and fencing off nature, where you have to have an escort and you basically have to stay inside a Wi-Fi monitored building all the time. So we're listening to the children and we're watching them. So thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, thanks, Kelsey.
I just wanted to add one more thing here, Tim. And I just want to say thanks for doing the show. It's really cool to hear you sharing, and we appreciate it. We see you going live on Facebook every night. I often listen, and it's cool to hear you sharing the new books. And anybody can, you know, look into what we're doing, what we're sharing. And I suggest people read the new books to start with, to understand what Dwayne is referencing here, because it's like no one else is doing anything like it here on the earth. And you really can wake up and have a real life, but to understand it, like I said, reading the new books is a good place to start. You can go on this real adventure, and we're doing things, you know, a lot of things, and people can see it, and eventually the adventure is going to go far past the earth and all the created realms that, you know, other religions and things talk about, into the real universes. And we're not looking for people to join us or anything. We're just sharing what we're learning, which is wonderful. So thanks again, Tim. And you know, there's other radio shows taking place that we have on this channel, Kelsey Lynn Brown. There's another one we have tomorrow. It's on the Down Under and Up show with Kelsey and myself, and we'll be interviewing some people who were affected by Agent Orange in Guam. And so people can call in and talk and listen to that show too, if anyone's interested. That'll be at 3 p.m. PST tomorrow. So thanks again, Tim, and we really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Henry. Maybe we could talk about our real purpose for being on the earth and the projects that Dwayne has shown that are to take place, if everybody agrees to it, like the All Solar Research Vessel or the university that Dean Bao will be on, the All Solar Research Vessel, and it'll be cleaning the oceans up and providing clean water for parts of the world that need it. There'll probably be a whole fleet of these beautiful ships. Now, I guess they're probably over $1 billion each to build, so it's going to take a lot of agreement when people start waking up. But would anybody like to talk about any of the projects Dwayne has presented?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Tim. This is Dean Val. We are focusing on the kids right now, the children. And one of the things we support is, like, for example, they have these forest kindergartens in Germany and all over the world, but there's like over 1,500 forest kindergartens in Germany where kids from 3 to 6 go and spend the whole day outside, rain or shine or snow. They're learning, you know, fun time with other kids outdoors in nature, and they're basically interest driven. There's no curriculum or anything set up. It's just basically what the kids decide to get into. So say someone wants to build like a fort or something. So he's going to be learning about wood and like willow branches bend, you know, so he can have a structure that bends like a little hut. What kind of grasses to put in it to keep it warm. He's going to be learning, and the teacher is just there to basically guide him and to provide information as he has his own interests and curiosity appears. And she can say, well, this is a willow, and this is these are bunch grasses, and then maybe you'd like to investigate more, like who lives in the grasses, what kind of bugs, and then he'll learn about the bugs. And see, it's just the whole thing is self-perpetuating. Instead of somebody telling him what to do, he'll, through his own interests, be able to explore himself and educate himself. Teacher is just there for guidance, basically, and direction. So this is just one example of what's going on in the world that really is not marketed and promoted by the controllers, because they don't want this type of thing to really be perpetuated. But people are doing this all through the world, and we support groups like this and our schools too, as we develop these. Actually, they have started already. We're doing online right now, online courses, and we're working on for the younger ones too. We have dream courses, and which is very important too, because we're multidimensional. We're not just the physical. We help, especially the youth and the kids, they're in touch more with the other dimensions. So we are supporting that and their exploration with that and their knowledge and awareness of that. We don't cut it out like the regular curriculums do in the literal education field. So we really are encouraging them and supporting them any way we can, because they bring back a lot of interesting things for us adults too. They're teaching us at the same time. And we're just kind of like the Indians, you know, we support the generations to come, because they, in a way, they support us. Not that we're doing it for that reason, but they're the ones that carry on and in a way they have a better view in some respects than we do. As adults, just like animals have different views, they can see things that the humans can't, and they can share and teach us too. So it's really a wide open field how we're doing this in the educational part of the projects, the New School Homeschool and the Nations United University, and like you mentioned, the solar research vessels. It's rather exciting. It's going to be a shock for a lot of people, but it'll be available for everybody, and they can take part.
Yeah, thanks, Val. Is Randy there? Did you get connected?
He's not on yet. I'm trying to get him connected.
Well, yeah, all of us may be, from the sounds of it, free beings of real light, and we're going to be around forever. So this opportunity in the physical through these universal guides, universal seers, may only be around so long, and it's an opportunity to get out of this psych realms stuff into the real universes. The person's paying attention and wants to really wake up. They have to test these new you songs for themselves and see if the real guides start revealing things to them about a real education, about what this stuff called life's all about. Does Henry or Kelsey or Val or anybody have anything else they might want to mention today?
Randy might jump on. I just sent him the invite link to his email. So he's not here yet, but he does have it. If you guys wanted to just talk about anything else.
Yeah, just while we're waiting for Randy, we did go to another council meeting here in Irvine, California last night. And there always is somebody going up to complaining about something, you know. In this case, there was a lady that came up and she actually had a nice looking graph of how campaign donations were, there was a conflict of interest with the city council members and what they were being given, what they were, supporting. You know, that's old in politics, but she was up there complaining about that. And there's always somebody up there doing something like that. We don't really do that. We don't have to do that. Again, it's like you're in a way you're agreeing with the system by doing that. In its own funny way, you're actually agreeing with the system. You don't have to, because you're in a way supporting what they're doing by not supporting it, but you're still supporting it. So what we're doing is creating our own position. That's another way around it. Without supporting it, create your own position. They created what they established. It took them a long time to get this going, to get where they wanted it, to be in control of education, science, politics, religion, all the social agencies. Pretty much everything in the world they've created for their own benefit. So it took them a while, and it takes a while to. We're rather young, but we're creating our own position, and it's moving rather quickly. And we got some fun things planned too for the world. So it's when that happens, it's going to move rather quickly, even more quickly. And people will have choices, a lot more choices than they do now, to get into something, basically get into something that will provide a benefit for the environment instead of the jobs right now that provide a benefit for the military-industrial complexes. Basically, a lot of most people are working for the betterment of people that don't have the good interests of people in heart. So what we have in store is to have people work for the environment and to help the world actually get better instead of destroying it and polluting it and poisoning it. So it's a grand adventure, all right.
Yeah, I think
Randy's
I'll mention that. Oh, Randy, you there?
We thought he was, but it looks like he's not yet.
Yeah, well.
Not yet.
Does anybody have anything they'd like to say about how to wake up now or stay here in creation?
About waking up now?
Yeah, if we don't wake up in this lifetime. Oh, Randy, are you there?
No, this is Henry. Yeah, Tim, you know what you're saying. Yeah, if you don't wake up now, then you know you're not gonna might not have the opportunity in the next lifetime, because you know there's so many things that can happen. Who knows that. You know, what's going to be around for you to reference the true reality life is, you know, wherever you are in creation. And, Yeah, everybody's got their personal life here, and they came here and they created that as a reference for what doesn't make sense so they could eventually recognize what does make sense. And yeah, that's where we come in, because we have the real guidance, the real education for everybody to reference a real life. And, you know, you don't lose this personal life. It's still there, but you just keep going and keep seeing more, and there's no time like now, because everybody can see what's taking place on the earth. There's 5G, there's, you know, there's chemtrails, there's HARP, there's vaccines, you know, there's so many things going on that don't make any sense according to the natural environment, which supports all of us. You know, we can't survive here and become more aware, which is what we came here to do, without clean food, clean air, and clean water. And so you just pay attention to what Duane is presenting and what does make sense, and you can see that you can just keep seeing more. And, you know, everybody that joins our Skype calls and these radio shows, we've all been through a lot and been through different things. But realistically, we're just beings, and we're just doing what makes sense, and we support each other, and it's really cool. And we've all known a lot of people that were aware of different things that we've learned this lifetime, such as things I just mentioned, the chemtrails, the HARP, what's going on the planet. And a lot of these people are aware of reincarnation and all these other things that Duane and we talk about. But they don't see the bigger picture. They just see what they want to see, and they don't decide to see more. And with what we're presenting, you have to do everything yourself. It's not a passive path like all these religions where you just follow, you know, the Jesus or the Buddha or these different, you know, prophets, Muhammad, etc. You have to decide how you're going to set your life up to recognize the isness life is, which is that invisible, pure, sincere reality that supports everything, everywhere, and all of life, including creation, which are the five levels of creation, the six levels of creation, where we have our five bodies, which you can learn about in Duane's books and the Real Wake Up Now playlist on YouTube, which I recommend for people. And once you start to recognize this in whatever way you can, you set up your life in a way so that you can focus on what this isness is, or what you recognize of this isness, and you keep your intention there, and you keep focusing and seeing what your intent is, which is very important. Most people don't even consider their intent at all. And like I said, there's no time like now, because this is what you came here to do, and everybody wants a real life, but most people are unaware of what a real life is. And so once you have the real references, the real knowledge, you can start to focus on it, and yeah, it's going to take your whole life and, you know, maybe more than that. But if you're not trying to see the is, then what are you really doing? You're just staying unaware and lost in creation, like you've done for thousands or millions of lifetimes. So, yeah.
Randy's there.
And Randy's here.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Randy.
I'm here. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm glad that you were able to connect.
Yeah, I finally made it. Sorry about that.
Well, things happen, all right. Yeah, we've been discussing all kinds of stuff about the new presentation and the real freedom. And is there anything in particular you wanted to say?
I was just thinking maybe, you know, to get people, most people to understand what real freedom is, you know, what, as opposed to what most people think it is. They think about, you know, how we got freedom. I hear people talk about how being freedom here in America, how we're free here in America, and then there's emotional freedom, I remember hearing Deepak Chopra talk about one time about how the emotions that we have and how they control us and how we are a victim of our emotions, and we're not able to control them, and that because of that, we're not really free. And then there's will freedom, which is, goes even beyond that, that you guys are talking about. Just to, you know, get people to understand that. I mean, that's really a stretch for most people, you know, in their heads. But to get them to experience it, that's even you know, a bigger feat to do. But yeah, it's a challenge to get this across to people.
Yeah, well, hopefully the real guides know who's ready to be hearing it and to test for themselves the new use sessions and read the new books and try to earn their way into the real universes. I was thinking of something while you were talking, but it slipped my mind. Well, I guess that we've had a discussion about the new presentation and real freedom, and it was good to hear everybody. And on Saturday, there's Skypes with from the African Skype, and on Sunday there's a what's it called, from Britain, Skypes, and Ian Bob from Wisconsin, and then we have this Wednesday Skype with Randy and I, and Kelsey and Henry have the a blog talk radio tomorrow night. There's one at 8 o'clock, a Skype group. And then is it Sunday night that is for new people to listen to?
Yeah, so on Sundays we have the New Homeschool radio show here on this Blog Talk radio channel, or we have the Creative Literal Sides. So the Creative Literal Sides get the first and third. They get the first and third Sunday of every month, and the New Homeschool gets the second and fourth Sunday of every month. And sometimes there's different people that are interviewed on the New Homeschool. There's been some toxicologists on, letting people know about the vaccines. There's been some moms on that express and talk about unschooling and radical unschooling. So many different topics. And what I understand well. And so we have the President Sandy there and Miss Mary and Dean Val, Henry and I, and we all share about the New Homeschool and the Nations United. And we're really interested in hearing from the children and the children's real side experiences on that show. So whenever we invite someone on that show, we also are now asking if they would bring on their children to share and say something as well. And the Creative Literal Sides is really fun with Dean Val and Mr. Mike Mason and Bob, Sandy's husband. So that's a real kicker that the first one just happened last week. So you want to tune into that one as well. And those shows on Sundays are at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday show.
Yeah. I did want to mention something about mind control today. I was just thinking about it and how these things on hearing about like microwaves and how they, the powers that be, are using them to affect the human brains, I guess, how we think. So it is very important if a person is trying to find out why they came back here to Earth, to wake up all the way before they have to come back as mind-controlled robots that don't really have a chance to wake up anymore. And this can go on, who knows, unless real guides or somebody stepped in and helped a person or something not be a robot for the reptilians or the powers that be forever. Anyway, who knows all these powers that are affecting us on Earth. And so to not have to come back to this planet, which sounds like it's not going to get better, poisoned, and the humans are going to be in bad shape, coming back in deformities from the vaccines and all these poisonous effects on this Earth. So this is an opportunity to not have to come back to this prison planet. But maybe the children will be able to change how this Earth is. But it'd be like a miracle because it's so been so infected and is so controlled, and the reptilians seem to have very big powers. They're advanced in many ways. Maybe they can time travel back and forth to affect things and all kinds of powers that we don't have at this point in our human created bodies. So anyway, what our intent is to be helpful, to guide people to this real guidance, to find out for themselves if it's the real guidance and the real education that we all want and why we came here, so we can find out how to wake up. Anyway, I guess unless anybody else has anything to say.
Yeah, along the lines of mind control, even the GPS, if we have a smartphone and we're using guidance from that to get somewhere, I mean, that's a form of mind control that we don't even subconsciously we're agreeing to. And it's just all over the place. Movies, of course, education, the media, everything is basically there for your, grab your attention and control it in a certain way. So that behooves people to, whenever they can, or however they can, to relate what their experience is to what we call the is, or this reality that is just present all the time in the nowness. So whatever your experience is, whether it's in the dream state or watching a movie or something that happened in the physical, if you can relate it to the is in some way, creative way, clever way, somehow, you're going to be in better shape because you're moving toward a reality instead of being stuck in some fantasy and illusion that somebody's set up for you. So the idea here, like Tim's been talking about, is to wake up and to, you know, freedom from the illusions and the control that the Tim mentioned reptilians, could be anybody, you know, the three-headed god, basically, you know, the negative forces, if you want to call it. But it's just a downward pull into just trying to destroy you and control you and enslave you. So So anything that happens to you, if you can relate it, how does it relate to this reality of purity and sincerity? And that's where for me, it's like using your creativity and imagination for starters to, so how does it relate? So how do you get to the point where you can be cause instead of effect? Or not, I wouldn't say even cause, but just be more objective and be more, indifferent to what's going on within and without you, around you, outside of you and inside of you. Sort of have an indifference and then to be objective and sort of just look at it and relate it to this reality that always is. It's always aware. We use the example of the sun. It just is. It's shining all the time. Doesn't have any attitudes, doesn't have an agenda. It's not trying to be happy or go someplace. It just is. It's this isness, this purity, this pure sincerity. So relate it somehow to that, and you'd be in good shape. You sing the new you before bed or throughout the day. That'll give you the connection. And then you'd be on your way. There's a lot more, but at least you've taken the first step.
Yeah, Val, thanks for talking about that stuff. You mentioned the three-headed God. Would anybody like to talk about what they know of what Dwayne has showed about the three-headed God that man has as his religious boss?
Maybe Randy would.
I really can't think of anything right now. My mind's gone blank.
Yeah, well, that happens to us. It might be effects of microwaves, too, and things. Just because the powers that be sounds like they see what we're doing, and they hear what we're doing, and they don't like what we're doing. So this is for people that are at that point. It sounds like you have to take the risk and test it for yourself. And see if it's a real purpose for you to be involved with and in the projects. And this three-headed God, from what I understand, from what Dwayne has wrote and mentioned, has a benevolent head, and that's the God that like, is so loving and caring and beneficial, I guess. People pray to, they get on their knees and beg and ask for things, and then there's the serpent head, or what people would call the devil head, and it's the one that, like, causes the wars, the people to feel bad about things they've done, And if you don't agree with the religions that have been created, then you put to death one way or another over the ages. They try to burn you or crucify you or on and on because you don't agree with them. And Dwayne's probably gone through, and probably everybody involved in the new presentation has had to go through this persecution stuff. And then there's the head called the influence. Does anybody want to mention, understand about the influence?
Well, this is something that is created by the consciousness of the people. So sum total of their desires and wishes and so on. Basically, it's something that is you can call it insidious. it's just really prevalent everywhere. It's into everything. And again, it takes some indifference to deal with it and manage it, because it's always going to be around. It's just something that is part of helping us wake up. You know, it's not inherently negative. It's just it's a part of creation, and it's the part that really helps us to pay attention and wake up, or else we're just sucked into it. I'd say it's the part that would suck us back really easily into creation by just any little attitude or idea we may have. This is kind of a very interesting part of this. It's just the reincarnation. Any attachment you may have, or idea or attitude that you still may have with the, say, creation worlds or creation, can suck you back, just like one thing, one little thing, into another lifetime. So influence
would
is part of that.
The personal self, all the desires of the personal self. We get so wrapped up in this world of material things and the pleasures and what's it called?
Yeah.
The relationships.
Yeah, Dwayne says the personal self is basically our enemy. I mean, it's not negating it, or calling it bad or good. It's just basically it's there for, it's something we have to really manage and take care to not have it, be in control, because it's for itself pleasure, it's just for itself basically. And by doing that, it just goes into basically destruction, just like we see the consciousness of the world today. It just can't wait to destroy itself, because it's into its personal self, the consciousness. People are into their, everything that is involved with the personal part of themselves. And that just goes nowhere. And it's going nowhere fast these days, because things are speeded up and we're being bombarded and influenced to a very, very, high degree right now. So it's amped up to where things are moving so fast that it's almost hard to turn back. So this is why people right now are like the kids marching in Europe. I mean, they're, especially the kids that are just coming into the life, they see it, they see what the adults are doing. So they're trying to wake up and do something for their own survival, because it is about survival. And again, the influence is just the influence and the benevolent and the reptilian god, the three-headed god. It's there for purpose, just to help us wake up. And we can utilize it. Anything can be utilized. Like Dwayne says, anything, you can take anything so-called negative and utilize it. Again, how does it relate to the is? This all is, this reality that is always now. And that's where the creative part comes in. That's where you're creative. Everybody has imagination and they can use it. And the literalized world and viewpoint really doesn't go far. It takes you a little bit with all the knowledge and everything, but I mean, you can use it to make a living and survive somehow here. But when you get past that into the other dimensions, and you lose your body, say, you're not going to know where you're at, because you've been depending on this certain viewpoint. So the new you, and relating everything to the is, all your experiences, and you get to be in better shape.
How would you say the children will be able to contact the new presentation? Does anybody have an idea, imagination?
Yeah, the children can contact us through Facebook. They can call us. Most of us have cell phones. We text. We have voice calling. A lot of us have FaceTime. Myself and Henry, we both have iPhones for FaceTime. We have MacBooks and iMacs for FaceTime. We all have Skype. We're all on Skype. They can call us through Skype. We have WhatsApp. Henry, Eric, and I have WhatsApp, and many of our other new friends have WhatsApp, and we also have Telegram. So WhatsApp, Telegram, and Skype are the big ones to contact. And we're all over Facebook. All of us are. Dwayne, Ava, Randy, Tim, Val, Henry, Eric, and many, many others are all over Facebook. Instagram as well. We're on Instagram. My Instagram is Miss Kelsey Is. Eric Oak has an Instagram. We have Rebazar Instagram. We have a Nations United Instagram. So we're all over Instagram as well. We do hashtags, hashtag all natural environment, hashtag natural environment, hashtag Rebazar, R-E-B-I-S-A-R, writer. That's how people can find us on Instagram and Facebook as well. Type in our names on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. There's a lot of spam messages that we get, so it's a little bit harder to filter Twitter, but I'm on Twitter with Miss Kelsey Is as my Twitter handle. They call it the Twitter name, and I do get on there every now and then, do some posts and reply to people. And I also have the Tumblr, which is Dwayne the Great Writer. That's the Tumblr I have. It was originally had different names because I've had the Tumblr for over 5 years. So it's gone through different names with my name and other names that I've put on it. But now I've changed it to Dwayne the Great Writer. So we're all over social media. We're on YouTube. Henry Draper has a YouTube channel. My YouTube channel I check it pretty often, every few days or so. So my YouTube channel is Kelsey Lynn Brown. We all have emails. We have multiple websites, wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, newhomeschool.club. I've created over 60 websites, and they all have at least one contact or submit button where people can contact us. Our emails and phone numbers are basically everywhere. So I don't know what else I'm forgetting, but people can also contact us if they have iPhones worldwide. You can do free calling on Wi-Fi to FaceTime our iPhone numbers. So endless ways to contact us. You can contact us on the real side as well. You can meet us on the real side. We can all meet each other and share there and come on our radio shows. And that's our first step with getting involved. Read The Waking Child. Biggest thing is to start to read the new books by Dwayne, and especially this new one titled The Waking Child. And it will go into Dwayne's real side and personal experiences here so people can see a lot more than they ever have for themselves and just go from there with implementing their own homeschools and self-sufficient communities and living just by one step at a time, making better choices, connecting with others, getting on Skype, sharing real side experiences, and just letting people know.
Wow, this modern technology. It seems like there's so many ways to connect with all the billions of people on the earth. Ivana, you mentioned that if anybody's listening, the new you specifies a person wants to connect with the real universe, so guides. So try singing the new you. And see what you get in your dream visions. Try to get a hold of Kelsey or anybody involved in the new presentation. See if it's your purpose for yourself in life to be involved in the projects and being able to get to go to the real universes. Does anybody else have anything they would like to talk about? Well, I guess we had a good discussion about the new presentation and the implied freedom and real freedom. So I forgot to mention Eric Oak has his Blog Talk Radio show on, is it Monday?
It's Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
And all of
great.
Us,
thanks.
All of our shows do have a basic set time that we do every week, and we're adding new shows as well. But when we are bringing other people on, so Eric is bringing on African Associations for Permaculture and Self-Sufficient Energies, and we're interviewing the Agent Orange survivors of Guam and all sorts of different people, like permaculture individuals and things like this. We can do different times. So the times are all listed on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com under the tab called Become Involved. And like I said, we can schedule a different day or time for anyone that does want to come on our show, for kids or adults. We don't have to keep it at our regularly scheduled time. I just want to put that out there for if you're contacting anyone or if anyone contacts us.
I'll see you again. The opportunity is right now. Perceiving is learning to read the invisible. Anyway, good talking with everybody, and hope somebody benefits by our efforts to show them a way to the real freedom. I'll talk to everybody soon. New.